American Airlines said this week it is going to keep the Boeing 737 MAX grounded until mid-January. The planes have been grounded for months after two fatal crashes that killed a total of 346 people. And the Federal Aviation Administration still has not signed off on Boeing's software updates to fix the 737 MAX. Let's bring in here and now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
So how realistic is this new revised date of January 16th for getting the planes back up in the air for American Airlines?
Well, American, in their release, said that they, quote, anticipate the resumption of commercial service in January 2020. But, Jeremy, if you just kind of look back over a history of these kinds of releases, not just by American but other airlines, I think the more precise way to look at this is not a prediction that it will be carrying passengers again then, kind of the opposite, just kind of them saying, look, we don't expect it until at least then. And airlines know that they want to make these kinds of adjustments a few months out because it's just less disruptive. If you go into mid-January, you look at flights, not all that many people booked on them. So if you do have to cancel a flight, you can kind of easily move those customers onto other
flights. Well, how much of a headache has the grounding of the 737 MAX been for travelers so far in the airlines? Are they actually canceling flights, or do they just have other planes they can use?
A combination of both. American canceled nearly 10,000 flights in the third quarter of this year. So that's a lot of flights. An airline like United didn't have as many MAXes to begin with and wouldn't have had as many even as it continued taking deliveries. So it was kind of hit in the peak summer when it all hands on deck, you expect every plane to be in the air. But now that you get into this time of year when lower demand, you might sort of be doing some maintenance on your planes anyway, a little less impact. But, no question, fewer flights in the air. And Jeremy, although, moving parts here, hard to quantify exactly the impact of this, but probably somewhat higher airfares than they would otherwise be, because in the end, supply and demand economics, fewer seats means higher airfares, even though fares are rather low in historical terms.
Okay, I want to ask you about a bright spot in the industry, and it's the airline in the U.S. that never had the 737 MAX. That would be Delta. They just posted a very strong third quarter earnings profit. What is driving Delta's growth?
Well, although you want to overstate this, the grounding of the MAX to some degree helps Delta, right? I mean, that demand spills over to some degree to Delta. Now, not in a big way. That's not the main reason Delta's making a lot of money. They're running a really good airline. They're more reliable than their competitors in terms of on-time performance, losing fewer bags, fewer customer complaints. And Jeremy, just demand is really good. I mean, they named a couple of places. Asia, for example, not great. A place like Detroit, with all of the automobile traffic subject to trade tensions. Delta has a hub there. That's soft. People buying tickets in Europe, but not people buying tickets to Europe from the U.S. Easier to look at the rest of the picture. They kind of had to stretch to say, what are the places that aren't doing well? Generally, a very good story for Delta, and no signs of it ending soon.
In fact, they just took a 20% stake in the Latin American airline holding company, LATAM.
Yeah, the former partner of American Airlines. So here you have the strong getting stronger. American losing a key partner there. Delta gaining a key partner in what had been a strength for American. American's the strongest U.S. airline in Latin America.
Seth Kaplan here, now transportation analyst. Thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.